When Floyd Dixon died this past summer, the country lost one of the last of the great bluesmen of the late 1940s and early 50s. Among his many accomplishments was convincing Ray Charles that he needed to stop imitating blues singer Charles Brown and start singing like Ray Charles. Rock historian Ed Ward has this tribute to an almost forgotten pioneer.
Listen, Bob, don't be no square, because Betty told you you had real fine hair. You go over to Dawson and you have a ball. You play what jam a ball through the ball.
In 1945, 17-year-old Floyd Dixon moved back to Los Angeles from his hometown of Marshall, Texas. He'd first moved there with his family when he was 13, but he'd missed his dog, Jack, so he returned, lived in a treehouse, and got a job in a bowling alley where he ran into a piano player who called himself Roadmaster. He made good money setting bowling pins and turned it over to his grandmother, who eventually vanished with his life savings. When Jack the dog died, Floyd saw no alternative but to return to his parents, but thanks to Roadmaster, he'd acquired a skill. He could play the blues. This got him prizes at talent contests at the Million Dollar Theater and Johnny Otis's famed nightclub, The Barrel House. And soon he was rubbing shoulders with other musicians in his neighborhood, most notably Charles Brown, a fellow Texan and a major star of the day. He suggested that Floyd go see the Bihari brothers, who owned Modern Records, and show them what he could do. So he did.
Going down in Dallas, yes, that's the place for me. Yes, I'm going down in Dallas, yes, that's the place for me. There's someone down in Dallas that I really, really want to see. Well, I've been down in Oak Cliff.
Jules Bihari liked Dallas blues so much that he handed the kid $100 and told him to take it and go join the musicians' union immediately. It became one of 1949's most played rhythm and blues songs, as did his next record, Mississippi Blues. He made enough money to buy a station wagon to take him to gigs, and, eventually, enough to quit his day job at a sauerkraut factory. Eddie Williams was the bassist with Johnny Moore's Three Blazers, one of L.A.'s top blues acts, which fell apart when its vocalist Charles Brown went solo. Williams invited Floyd to join his new band, Eddie Williams and his Brown Buddies, who recorded for Supreme, a label owned by a black dentist named Al Patrick. Although the Brown Buddies had some hits for Supreme, Patrick declared bankruptcy and folded the label. But when Floyd went back to Modern, they proved they weren't happy with him by refusing to advance him $200 to bury his mother, who just died. In desperation, he turned to the notorious Don Roby, the Houston gambler who owned Duke Records. Roby gave him $2,000 to record 8 sides for him.
Hold that train, conductor. I'm coming right aboard. Hold that train, conductor. I'm coming right aboard. Being without my baby, here's the thing I can't afford. It'll be a real sad journey.
But, as he did so many others, Roby scared Dixon, and after Sad Journey had become successful, he had second thoughts about sticking with him and went to Aladdin Records in L.A., which bought Roby out. At long last, Floyd started to see some national success, and by the start of 1951, he was in the Rhythm and Blues top 10.
This is Long Distance.
Long distance, long distance. Drive my baby once again. Long distance, long distance. Drive my baby once again. Don't worry about the charges. I'll pay for everything on this end. Hello, pretty daddy. Please, please come back home.
A duet with Marie Wilson, Long Distance Telephone Blues made Floyd Dixon's career. Suddenly, songwriters were appearing with material for him, including a couple of teenagers named Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, whose Too Much Jelly Roll he recorded live at the Shrine Auditorium. But he also stuck with the tried and true and saw the top ten for the last time in 1952 with another telephone song, Call Operator 210.
Hello.
Hello, Floyd.
Hello, baby. Why did you wait so long to call? Hello, baby. Why did you wait so long to call? Well, I've been so sick and worried ever since you left last fall. Please, please.
Ironically, though, the song he'll probably be best remembered for wasn't a hit in its day and was cut in 1954 for a subsidiary of Atlantic called Cat. The royalties from its use in the Blues Brothers film certainly helped ease the pain of his old age.
Went bowling the other night. Started drinking and got real tight. I blew each and all my friends. Felt so good I had to blow again. I said, hey bartender, hey man, look here. Draw one, draw two. Draw three, four glasses of beer. Saw a chick sitting on the end. I said, baby, can't we be friends? You look as sweet as you can be. Come on down and drink with me. I said, hey, bartender.
Floyd Dixon continued to record for small labels, most recently for Alligator Records. By all accounts, he was a great storyteller and a devoted family man. He'll be missed.
Ed Ward lives in Berlin. Floyd Dixon died on July 26th.